Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who may not have noticed, the left has declared an all-out war on parents, families, children, and the preborn. And in many cases, taxpayer-funded schools, libraries, and the military are leading the charge. This year, the Montana legislature pushed back hard, passing bill after bill, all of which were signed into law by Governor Gianforte. Now, as predicted, the left is using the courts to circumvent the will of the majority of the voters. Whether it's life, marriage and family, religious liberty, or school choice, everything is under attack. One example is House Bill 359, a bill to stop so-called drag queen story hours in public schools and public libraries. As we pointed out during testimony on the bill, there are no little children anywhere in Montana begging to be told a story by a drag queen, but suddenly, for some strange reason, drag queens are begging to tell stories to little children. The question is, why? And it all comes down to the fact that they want to groom kids, desensitize them, and break down social norms. Parents are outraged, and the legislature responded by banning drag queen performances in publicly funded buildings such as schools and libraries. Drag queens sued, and last week, U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris granted an injunction to block the law. Interestingly, the injunction was granted quietly on a Friday afternoon and wasn't reported in any of Montana's major newspapers. For those who may not know, Judge Morris is a former Solicitor General of the state of Montana who later went on to serve on the Montana Supreme Court and was then nominated to the federal bench by Barack Obama under the recommendations of Max Baucus and John Tester. It was Morris in 2018 who issued the order to stop construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The order to block the drag queen law is just the latest in a series of injunctions granted by liberal Montana judges. The question is, how do we stop them? And the answer is that conservative lawyers need to step up to the plate. The left has a deep bench of lawyers willing to run for judgeships because they know the courts are the last obstacle to Montana becoming a truly red state. That's not to say that all judges are liberal ideologues, but many are, and they're willing to use their seats on the bench to push a liberal political agenda. If you're an attorney considering a run for a judgeship, please call our offices. We know who the good, balanced judges are, and we also know who should be replaced. Nothing will change until true Montanans wrest control of the judiciary from the liberals. Candidates are currently announcing their candidacies. If you're interested, please call our office today. We can help you get started. And finally, on a personal note, we regret to announce the passing of Jerry Hamlin, a Helena developer who served for years on the Montana Family Foundation Board of Directors. In addition to being a developer, Jerry also had a degree in accounting and served as the chairman of the Finance Subcommittee of the Board of Directors. He was a committed Christian who loved Jesus, and his wisdom and expertise will be sorely missed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.